Hello to my lovely kings and queens. How are y'all doing? It is your girl Moa Shay. I come to you on this wonderful rising day. Yes, yes. Grand rising. Y'all, how are y'all doing? I hope everybody's starting their hump day off nice. It's Wednesday. I just want to tell y'all that next week on the 10th, around about 9 or 10 o'clock, I will not be accepting phone calls because I am going to be locked into Tyler Perry's Sisters. Y'all listen, that show is lit to me. That is my show. I have not watched anything else since. It's been a break, and I'm ready for it to come back because I need something to do. I need something to do with my life. Now, that's one of the reasons why I came to y'all today, was to let y'all know that I might be out the loop on the 10th of October. Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. I am so excited. Okay, calm down, girl. Focus. Oh, goodness. Okay. So, anyway, I also came to y'all. The reason why I mentioned that show is because there's a lot of toxic things going on in that show. I'm not the one to do spoilers yet. I might put that on my docket. I don't know. Not that show, to be exact. But I might find a show to spoil a little bit for y'all. But anyway, so let's go ahead and unpack. I don't even have the patience to try to date these things called human beings anymore. And it's not just the men that I'm talking about, because I understand. I know men get tired of women attacking them. So it's human beings as a whole. Just, Lord, a whole. I just don't have the patience to even try to date anybody in this date and time, because I don't feel like I'm aligning with anybody right now. And it's probably because I don't want to. I'm gonna be honest, because my last relationship had its own issues. Oh, let me just tell you, we go through lessons for a reason. We go through certain relationships for a reason. You have some that work out very well and then just take a turn for the worst, and then, you know, people change and everything. And then you have some that will knock you on the spiritual journey if you're not careful. You'll have some relationships out here that will have you finding yourself for the next 2 or 3 years if you're not careful who you entangle with. Gotta be careful. First of all and foremost, make sure before you jump into a relationship that you know exactly what you want for yourself in that relationship. And also, make sure that the person that you are intertwining yourself with, they're matching what you're aligning yourself with. And please make sure that if you are a go-getter, if you work all the time, make sure that that person absolutely understands that it's going to be some time that y'all are not going to be able to spend with each other. If you are the type of person that works out a lot, please let that person know that you work out a lot. Do not try to form anybody into what you want them to be in a relationship, because people are going to be themselves regardless. There's no need to even try to change anybody when you get into a relationship with them. When communication comes into key. Communication is very key. Communicate exactly what you want and what you need and stick to it. Never lower your standards when it comes out here dating other people. And consistency is accepted. And I've had plenty of times, because I've tried this online dating thing and it is just not for me. I have no idea what the dysfunction is with these people. Some people, because I'm not gonna blame it on the men, women are the exact same. People are honestly afraid of being vulnerable. And it is so easy for so many people to be out here catching bodies than it is to actually get out here and get to know somebody. A lot of people have insecurities about who they actually are. So they would rather just get out here and get drunk and get high and catch bodies. Now, everybody is not like that, but majority of the percentage, from what I have seen, this is not like a proven fact or anything. It's an alleged, if that's what you want to call it. But from what I've seen in the dating scene, and from what social media says, it's full of pee, apparently, in the dating pool. It is absolutely full of pee, and I am sick of it. I am just completely in a box to where I would rather be single than waste my damn time with somebody. I do not feel like wasting time. I do not feel like giving one person my undivided attention and you are entertaining other people. When I say entertaining other people, I'm not talking about like dating other people, because you were single until you married, basically. But if I tell you, you are the only person that I'm fucking with, and you agree that we only gonna fuck with each other, that means don't let nobody else slide in the kitchen and eat off my plate. Period, point blank. Now, that's if you make an agreement. Everything is about intentions. Now, if I bring you an offer of where I'm only gonna fuck with you and you feel like that's not your skilo, let me know that. Let that be understood. Keep that same energy when I walk the fuck off, because I don't have time for games, and I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other people that don't have time for games and they don't want their feelings played with. And I don't have a problem with anybody catching bodies. Do you live your life the way you want to live it? You know, every 3 to 6 months or every year when you go get that checkup, please get that STD test to make sure that you're safe. We're not going to go into that because that was a trigger moment. It's a trigger moment. But also, speaking of trigger moments, work on those things that trigger you. Also, if you have a lot of trauma that you are dealing with and you have a lot of things that you are still hurting from, heal yourself from those things before you go projecting those things into a relationship and nonetheless on other people. A lot of the times I have seen people still be attached to an ex that they dated in their childhood or from like 8 or 9 years ago, and you're just out here attaching yourself and attaching feelings to other people, and you have not even healed from that hurt of that relationship. Why would you want to get a cut and bleed all over other people? Or honestly, why would you want to get a cut and just cover it with a band-aid but not go through the proper channels of actually letting it heal? Just because somebody hurt you does not mean that you need to go out here and be a serial sexist or a serial relationship individual. Take some time to be by yourself and actually love yourself for who you are. Because 9 times out of 10, if you don't, and I've seen myself do this. I will admit this. I've had my own insecurities, and I have projected those insecurities on other people. in past relationships. I was cheated on, and I just felt like everybody was gonna cheat on me, and that was not the case. Well, in certain situations it was the case. That's a whole nother podcast right there. But stop taking everything from your last relationship to your next relationship. And be careful with these people out here connecting to you because of trauma bonds. Just because you and a person share the same trauma, that does not mean that you need to be with them. Just because you and an individual dealt with the same type of ex, that does not mean that y'all need to be together. You have to set your boundaries when it comes to wanting to be in a relationship with people. You basically have to start off with, this is not what I'm going to deal with. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to allow this to happen to me. And stick to it. Most of the time, people get desperate and they don't want to be alone anymore. I've been there, so I can vouch for that. I got to the point in life to where I honestly did not want to die alone. I wanted to have kids just like everybody else. I wanted to get married, have the white picket fence, have the big house. I wanted to have the happiest family in the world, Sunday dinners. I wanted to be that person that went to all my kids' games, recitals, the whole shebang. I wanted to be able to do all of that because I honestly felt like that's what I was supposed to do as a woman. I was supposed to be of service to my husband and his family, because that's how I was raised. That's how I saw a lot of people in my family and even my mom. To be honest, that's how I saw them living. I saw women being of service to their family, to their husbands. I saw women go through so many things to keep their husband happy, to keep their family together. Let me be the one to tell you that is not the case. Just because you have a child with somebody, that does not mean you need to be with them. Just because that person cheated on you and said they sorry, you do not need to be with them. That person knocked you in between the washer dryer and they bought you a Bentley and a Birkin bag, that does not mean that you need to be with them. Domestic violence, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, spiritual abuse, it is not okay. It is not okay at all. But you have to be the individual to set those boundaries with somebody else. If you get involved with a person and you realize that they are with somebody else, let that other person have them. Let them have them. Because the way you get them is the way you're going to lose them. And that's on period. If you got a person that has a baby mama or a baby daddy that's causing so many problems in your relationship, baby, let me tell you from experience, your significant other is allowing that because they haven't told that person that this is who I'm with and you're not going to act that way with them. And most likely, in certain situations, your significant other is still messing with that person for that person to be able to have them feelings to even run through your house like they own it. Call your phone like they own you. Talk to you like you their baby daddy or their baby mama. You don't have to put up with nonsense if you do not want to. Set your boundaries and let these people know, fuck no, I'm not dealing with it. You say how you feel. You tell people what they did to you. And let that be an understanding. Now, when you tell that person, this is what I want, this is how you made me feel, I'm not dealing with this, we're not gonna do this, and they don't understand that, fuck them. They didn't deserve to be in your presence anyway. They didn't deserve to be in the same room breathing your air anyway. They did not deserve to be able to see you at your brightest time anyway. Sometimes as people, we hold on to folks that we were only supposed to have for a season. Let me say that one more time. A lot of times we hold on to people that we were only supposed to have for a season. A lot of times we hold on to the people that hurt us because that's all we feel like we deserve. Well, at least I got somebody. Baby, no. No, no. That's somebody that you got is you. You and only you. It is completely okay to be in a relationship. It is all right to be in a marriage. But don't be out here looking dumb and don't be out here looking stupid. If that person is not going to love you unconditionally and give you the utmost love and attention and build with you and keep you focused and get you where you need to get to, leave them where they at. Leave them where they at. You deserve to have somebody that is going to keep your boat floating instead of being an anchor. The moment that you feel like somebody is bringing you down, it is time to remove yourself from that situation. That moment in time that you feel like something is stressing you, move on from that situation. Spirituals would call a person a energy vampire. An energy vampire is somebody that literally sucks all the energy out of you. That take, and they don't know when to stop. You give everything, all time, all your time, all your money. You have sex with them when they want it. But what are you getting in return? And there's a lot of people out here that get treated dirty after they had kids. Everything was all cool when it was time to make these babies. Where's that same energy after you done popped that child out? Where's that same energy after the baby has been had? And it goes both ways. Men, after that woman has your child, she does not feel beautiful. Make her feel beautiful. Help her with the baby. Spend time with the baby. Matter of fact, you and the baby get in the car. Y'all go somewhere, get mommy something nice. While mommy's at home taking a shower, taking a nap, or doing the things that she need to do. Ladies, after you have a baby, I understand that you are a mother. Mother instincts have kicked in. But please, remember, you got a man. You don't have to have sex with this man every single time he asks, because mamas, that is your body. Men, you don't have to have sex with that woman every time she says so, because that is your body. But spend time with each other after having kids. A lot of times after people have kids, it's like everything is about the kids. I understand you love your children, but hey, mom, could you watch the baby while me and my honey go out on a date or something? Don't let things completely change because you have a child. And the way you start your relationship is the way that it should be continued. If you got in this relationship and y'all were so deep in love and you were so wonderful and everything was so great, things shouldn't fall apart if it's really love. It shouldn't be. I have no idea who that person is now. You wake up every morning and roll over and look at somebody that you have no idea who they are. How? I'll tell you how. You never spent the time to see that person in all four seasons. you never really spent the time to see that person angry, sad, happy, joyful, full of bliss, drunk, high, hungry, hangry, pissed off. You ain't never seen this person stomp they toe before and see how they reacted about it. You ain't never seen this person having road rage before. You ain't never been in the bathroom with this individual and have to smell they shit. You ain't never took a shower with somebody to see if they even clean their ass right, but you love them. You don't even know if when they brush their teeth, if they brush their gums and they tongue, but you love somebody. If you're going to love somebody, you're going to have to love every single inch, every single centimeter, every single crevice of that individual. Love is unconditional. There should be no conditions when it comes to love. If you love them, you love them through everything. But that does not mean that you can allow them to hurt you. And then when you are hurt, let them know they hurt you. Closed mouth don't get fed. Can't be no changes if you don't say nothing. Bae, I just wanted to bring it to your attention that you did this. And this is how it made me feel. I would like it if you wouldn't do that anymore. How hard is it to say that? How hard is it to say that? One of my relationships, I kept quiet. I had a closed mouth, and then I would just blow up out of nowhere after the certain things would continue to happen. And I understand that that's not how it works at all. I also had a relationship to where I tried to do better with communication, and that didn't go well neither. I communicated this is how I felt, and that person saw it as me arguing and nagging. So when you're dating somebody, you have to make sure that your communication skills and their communication skills match up. Equally yoked, as they would call it. And equally yoked. Understanding and don't get no misunderstanding about it. You'll know when you're equally yoked with somebody. You will definitely know. That person will know without you having to teach them anything, because they understand that how they treat you is how they would like for you to treat them. But if you don't sit down and have conversations about certain things and actually get to know people, you don't know. There's nothing wrong with trying to get to know someone. There is nothing wrong with being vulnerable with another individual. There's absolutely nothing wrong with crying in front of somebody. There's nothing wrong with having to vent in front of somebody. Your significant other is supposed to be your wang bang doodle, your stink, your poop, your best friend. Period. Your significant other is supposed to be the one, something happened at work, you ain't worried about calling nobody else. You can't wait to get home and you can't wait to call your bae. You will not believe what this bitch did at work today. And bae will want to listen. Bae ready to clown when you first come out with bae. What happened at work today? They ready for it. They want to know how your day is because they care. But you honestly have to use your discernment and your intuition about certain situations, and you got to be able to read a room. Got to be able to. You honestly have to be physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually connected to an individual before you will call it a relationship, before you can call it a connection. before you even invest your time in it. Have your guard up, but don't have it up so far that you're not able to enjoy the love that is out there for you. I feel like I'm speaking to a lot of people, but I feel like honestly I'm speaking to myself, because I got failed relationships, and it's about holding yourself accountable about the things that happen to you in those relationships. And you have to accept, one of the things that I honestly had to accept about most of those relationships is this: everybody is different. Everybody was raised different. Everybody was not taught the same way how to love. Because you have some people that love with their heart, and then you have people that are in survival mode for love. They love you, but they're in survival mode. So they're going to be guarded and shielded about certain things. A lot of people are not going to be able to balance their emotions as well as you do. A lot of people are not going to be able to communicate as well as you do. Everybody is not going to be sexually fluent as you are. But how will you know that if you don't ask certain questions? If you're not with that person long enough to figure it out. Once you are absolutely connected to somebody and you have done the work with this individual and you actually align yourself, both y'all are aligned together. Like, you know y'all supposed to be together. Sex will be absolutely awesome. This person will be able to arouse you without even touching you. They will be able to do things to you with their eyes that other people would have to touch you to do. And let me tell you, that is something different. That is something different. And I see what the universe is doing for everybody else, and I'm just waiting for my turn. Know that you deserve better than what you've been through, and you deserve what is coming. You don't have to settle at all. What you can do is love yourself, know your worth, figure out what you want, figure out what your needs are, figure out what your triggers are, figure out what makes you happy, what gives you joy, what makes you mad, what sets you off. Figure out the things that you need to fix within yourself, if there's anything that you need to fix. Because sometimes you are not the problem. In most cases, sometimes it's what you attract that you don't even realize that you are attracting. It's the way that you carry yourself. If you sit there and you repeat all the time, well, you know, I'm just gonna be single for the rest of my life, that's what you put out in the universe. And that's exactly what the universe is going to give you. Oh, well, she don't want nobody. Or he don't want nobody. They want to be alone. Love comes when you least expect it. Love comes when you are in the bottom of the pit of fuck everything and I don't care. It won't come when you're looking for it. When you're searching for it, you are always going to pick up energies that you were not supposed to have. You are always going to get somebody that's going to waste your precious time. I love y'all like the bee's knees in between the moon and the sun. I ain't gonna hold y'all no longer. I love y'all to pieces. Have a great day.